Blog Talk Radio.
Women have the power to transform this world. We can end crime and violence if we all agree to do one thing. Share. Let's share our wisdom, share our time, share our talents, share our finances. But most of all, let's share our love. This is the Female Solution. Join me, Naima Latif, every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, as we bring you stimulating discussions about the issues affecting our lives. If you're listening online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution, press the blue button that says follow and get our daily topics every morning directly to your email and your smartphone.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Radio Show. We invite you to call in 515-605-9325 and participate in this daily think tank as we examine the challenges we face and develop solutions that restore peace and harmony. We are global transformers, changing the world from the way it is to the way it should be. We are one. Wherever we live on this earth, we are one human family. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to extend a greeting to all the members of our family, whenever and wherever you may be listening around the world. To our family in China, Ni Hao. In India, Namaste. In Japan, Konnichiwa. In Korea, Annyeonghaseyo. In Russia, Zdravstvuyte. In Germany, Guten Tag. In Poland, Dzień dobry. In France, Bonjour. In Spain, Hola. In Italy, Ciao. In Egypt, Ahlan wa sahlan. In Ghana, Akwaaba. In Nigeria, Peleo. In South Africa, Sawubona. In Senegal, Nangadef. In Kenya, Jambo. In Israel, Shalom. In Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Saudi Arabia, Assalamu alaikum. Greetings, and may peace be upon you all.
Is Monday morning a struggle to get out of bed, into the swing of things? Well, don't worry, you are not alone. Join us for thought-provoking, stimulating, and mindful conversations on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks for your Monday morning mindfulness session on Blog Talk Radio, The Female Solution, Mondays, 7:30 until 9 a.m. Be sure and send your ideas, thoughts, comments, and suggestions. Also, if you'd like to be a guest on the show, visit ZeldaSpeaks.com and send us your info. We'd love to have you. Experience mindfulness moments with the mindfulness/stress relief coach, Zelda Speaks. And thanks for sharing the mindfulness moment tip of the day. Stay on purpose, stay empowered, and stay tuned to your next session of Mindfulness on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks. Make it a mindful day. And thanks for listening.
Welcome to Monday Morning Mindfulness. And why do I hear I must have another window open? Yes, I do, and I just closed it, so now I know. Thank you so much for joining me. It is Monday, September 4th. It's the Labor Day weekend, and today is the day. It's the last day that we celebrate. And you know what's coming up today? It's the African Festival of the Arts. And if you haven't been there, baby, today is the last day, and it's the day you gotta go, because today, Cameo will be there. Like Candy, I was working at a disco back in the day doing photography, so I'm just loving that. Anyway, welcome to Monday Morning Mindfulness. I get excited when I talk about the African Festival of the Art, because it's like a family reunion. You run into people you haven't seen in years. And I do mean in years. So I saw so many people over the weekend. I think it was Friday, it was the senior day. And I saw, you gotta go to my, did I load? Yeah, I uploaded those to our YouTube channel, Higher Learning TV Show. So you'll see it when you go there. And also on my blog, zeldaspeaks.wordpress.com. I'm still uploading footage, but it's on our Facebook page, so be sure and check that out, and our YouTube page. It is Monday, September 4th. Happy Earth Day, birthday, born day, if you're celebrating a birthday. I think we're now in Virgo. Yes, we're in Virgo now. So if you're celebrating, we're celebrating with you. So happy birthday, birthday, born day. Yes, it's your special day. And even if it isn't your birthday, it's still your special day because you're here, you're alive, and you're breathing. Right, Tony?
Yeah, right.
Okay. If you're listening online, thank you for joining us on our new podcast, Podbean. So thank you for the listeners there. Thank you for Clubhouse listeners and our YouTube and Facebook channels, How You Learning TV Show. Thank you for all of that. I sang. Excuse me. I went to see last night. Went to see A Taste of Soul at the Black Ensemble Theater. Baby, that's on my blog. You gotta go see it. I mean, we were shouting and clapping and laughing, and it was a real theatrical performance. I mean, it was back in the '70s. Marvin Gaye, Barry White, Tina Turner, Gladys Knight. I mean, anybody you can think of. I mean, these young people brought the house. And Tina Turner, this big. Honey, she had them legs. She had that movement. She had that movement. It was going on. I was like, okay, Miss Tina. She did the Queen justice. Yes, she did. I don't remember her name, but it's in the ad book over here somewhere. And this is the ad book from the Black Ensemble Theater, because that's where it's playing, A Taste of Soul. And Tina Turner. I shouldn't say that, all of them. Ricky Harris, the Ricky Harris. He was Chef Ricky. Kiana McNary, she was Head Chef Kiana. Vincent Jordan was the sous chef. All of these are sous chefs right here. Traquan Tate. Spencer Davis Milford, Caitlin Robbins, Britt Edwards, Mackenzie Jenkins, Percy Nesberry III, LaRon Jones, Brandon Lewis. And why am I mentioning their names? Because everybody likes to have their names mentioned, including all of the musicians, and there were lots of them. It's just too much information to read, so you got to go see it. You'll see some of the pictures on my blog, zeldaspeaks.wordpress.com. It was off the chain. I'm telling you. That's why I'm hoarse this morning, screaming and singing. Can't sing. I know I can't sing, but you ain't got to tell everybody. But I was singing in my heart, and it was a good time. What can I say? So I had a good time. You want to have a good time, you go too, because I promise you, you will have a good time. My girlfriend was with me. She was like, girl, I want to thank you for taking me to this. I had no idea, and I had no idea there were so many people who do not know about Black Ensemble Theater, or if they knew, they'd never been there. So she was ecstatic. My girl, Aquila. And afterwards, we went to a Ethiopian restaurant. Oh, off the chain. I didn't have any meat. I mean, I'm trying to go there because we didn't grow up with meat, so meat wasn't a big deal for me. But she had this little chicken dish with tomatoes and onions and all kind of other Ethiopian herbs, honey. I didn't taste it, but she ate it all, so I know it was good. Anyway, that is the gist of my weekend. So what'd you do? Type it in the section. What did you do this weekend? Or what are you going to do? Are you going to the African Festival of the Art today? Well, I certainly hope so, because that's exactly what I'm going to do. And we have some opportunities to do better and to be better. So I want to thank you for being better this morning and for just being the very best you can, because somebody somewhere does not have that opportunity to be, because they are in so much turmoil and pain and chaos and confusion. That's why we want to be of service, but right here on the female solution, and I want to, excuse me, invite you to take a look at my blog, ZeldaSpeaks.wordpress.com, and you'll see African Festival of the Art is right there. And you can get your tickets by clicking on this right here to get those tickets. And be sure and tell them that Zelda from the Higher Learning Network sent you. Okay? So you can see that right there. All you have to do is go to that page and go to my blog, ZeldaSpeaks.wordpress.com. And when you see that page I just clicked on, you just click on it, and it'll take you right there. Okay? Alrighty now. So, it is that time of the morning where we give thanks for the power of prayer. And the power of prayer is something that can keep us in times of confusion. Now, we won't be praying this morning, but you are praying. Every time you open your mouth, you're praying, because every time you say something, that is the law. You put those words out there, and that is what comes back to you. So we have to be mindful of that. And if you are headed out and about this morning, do know that traffic and weather is sponsored by Karen Kelly of iTex, iTex.com. If you are a business owner or an entrepreneur and you have products or services, then you want to be a part of this organization because it is for entrepreneurs and business owners. If you have products or services and you need anything to help you move those products or services, and you can barter your way to it, then this is where you need to be, on itex.com. And as we take a look at traffic this morning, guess what? There's traffic on the screen, but there is no traffic. Why is there no traffic this morning? Because it's a holiday. Nobody's out there. Everybody's asleep, hungover, or tired, or somebody's up. Let's just say exercise. People on the beach already. I'm not one of them, but somebody's there. Okay, there is no traffic. Everything is running smoothly because nobody's going anywhere this morning. But if you are looking to travel anywhere in the continental USA, I just got trips in my email for Vegas, Hawaii, Florida, Alaska, and lots of other places. So if you want to travel and you don't want to spend your money, go through our text, especially the hotel, because the hotel is what eats you up. Excuse me. When you find a hotel, well, actually, these are more like condos, and you can rent them out with your iTex dollars. So that hotel alone is worth it because you know hotels cost a small fortune. Anyway, if you are headed out and about this morning, take this with you. It is 71 degrees right now, and it's getting hotter as the day goes by. In upper 90s today, like 94, 95, 96, and hot outside. 91 tomorrow and Wednesday, 87 finally. But high humidity feels like over 100 degrees. So what can I tell you? It's hot. That's all you need to know. And that's traffic and weather. No traffic and weather sponsored by Karen Kelly of iTex.com. And if you are looking for a way to curtail your appetite, oh, wow. So now I need to know if you'll be joining me. If you are like myself and many others, there's so many of us that are diabetics, go to diabeticdonut.com and download my story of how I reverse type 2 diabetes, because if I can do it, everybody can do it. So go to diabeticdonut.com and download that free information there and share it with somebody, because there are more people than you know of that have diabetes. And I was with my girlfriend yesterday, and she was telling me she's on metformin just like I was. And I'm thinking to myself, girl, we got to get you off of this diabetic medicine, because, you know, it ruins your kidneys. They don't tell you all the other good stuff. It just ruins everything. And the longer you take it, the more problems that you're going to have. So you want to keep that in mind. And the drink that I take every day is apple, beet, cucumber, lemon, ginger, kale. Oh, and it's on my Instagram page. Maybe, just maybe, I should pull that up for you. Yeah, because actually I have two. Well, I have mine too. Instagram.com/ZeldaSpeaks. And on that, I share how I make the apple, beet, ginger, cucumber, lemon, turmeric, and it was one more. How I make that, and it doesn't taste the greatest, but it's an acquired taste, and once you get over that, okay. And this is, it's in here. Let me pull this in so you can see. So if you go to Zelda Speaks, I'm sorry, Instagram.com/ZeldaSpeaks, and the number 2 and the letter U, you will see it right there. You see it? There it is. Waiting on it to pop up. Oh, computer, come on, pop up, girl. There you go. Let me take this down so it won't be so. Okay, so when you go to Zelda Speaks, the number 2 and the letter U, scroll down. You see my little niece there. She was tasting it, and she was like, "Auntie,
coffee, ginger, lemon, spinach, something, apple, beet, cucumber, lemon, kale." And actually, we didn't use kale, we used spinach. So, how does it taste? Not bad. Once you get used to the taste for it, drink it first thing in the morning when your palate is clear, and just drink it all down, and you're good for the rest of the day.
Oh, wow.
Yep. And that's what your drink looks like. And if you want more information, go to diabeticdonut.com. Free download on how I reverse type 2 diabetes. And if I do it, anybody can do it. And this is all you need. See, all of this we made, we got enough. This is for about 3-4 days. Or if there's 2 or 3 people in the house, it's about 1 or 2 days. Or 2 or 3 days. Anyway. Bon appetit. Let's drink.
All right. So, like I said, it doesn't look good, but it surely tastes different. It's an acquired taste. And as you look down here, you will see the photos from the African Festival of the Arts. Yes, you will. It is. These are two ladies, and they had on the same outfit. I thought they were so cute. And then, so we've got a few more pictures. This is from the African Festival of the Arts.
Hey, y'all. Hey. How y'all doing? I'm a senior, too.
I'm good,
too. All right, now.
Okay, now where is that man?
I didn't see you.
Tell you, you run into people all the time, you don't know. I mean, you haven't seen in a while. There is Chief Momo and his wife in the yellow.
Go back to work.
Yes, ma'am.
And I'll see y'all in a little bit.
Glad that he saw you.
I am too.
that was so much fun to see my seniors there.
Let me go down here and get my coat from this man. I'll be back.
Actually, I got a coat.
In the meantime, in between time, come on out to the After Festival of the Arts. You'll be glad
to see. Today is the last day. Well, you can see the rest of that. You can see that on my page. But I think I was telling you how I made the juice too. There's Naima. She did an interview on Saturday. This is the video I want you to see. This TikTok video. Please go see that. Yeah, that's a history lesson within itself. That's awesome. You need to show that to everybody in your family. Oh, and this is Dr. Bill Winston. Had a media conference last Thursday. I think it was. Yeah, the Chicago 10. City. This was a media lunch. That's Dr. David Winston, Dr. Bill Winston's son. And there's lots of video on this, so you can go and see him. But there's a big whoop to do coming to the city of Chicago. Actually, it's already here. He's going through 10 cities. That was Deborah. What is Deborah's last name? Deborah Farmer.
What we want to do at this time, I'm going to have Asia to come up.
Back in the day, she was a producer at WGN, and that was my contact to get interviews from people who all over the world who came to Channel 9. My last interview with them was, got to find the footage. Who was it? Not Cool in the Game. Who made that song, Tony? These are the breaks. Break it up, break it up, break it up, break down. Gosh, I can't even remember. It'll come to me. I have seen your mama. Anyway, that's Deborah Farmer of the Farmer Group, and she was nice enough to arrange that media luncheon in which we were blessed to be a part of. So you can go to my Instagram page. You'll see all the information there, and then a whole lot more. So check it out on your own. But right about now, it's time for your Monday morning mindfulness meditation. So we are simply going to stretch. Stretch and move, because when you move, you're telling the body it's okay. And from time to time, you will hear this. Bam. 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 And why would you hear that? Because it's a reminder. Your thoughts are floating all over the place. And you'll be thinking on your to-do list, and you don't need that right now. All you need to do is breathe. Inhale through the nose. Exhale, mouth, blow it out. Feel your chest expand, so we go. Hold it. And exhale. Oh, yes, that feels good. So if you want to have this experience, you have to remember to take a long, deep inhale. That's how you get what it is that you need to have this experience. So inhale deeply. Through the nose and hold it. And exhale through the mouth. Once more. Inhale and hold it. And blow it out. And now, what we're going to do is simply stretch. Left to the right. Right to the left. Turn around if you got a high chair like me. And stretch that body. Move it. I had an 88-year-old woman tell me a body in motion stays in motion. I see things falling in the kitchen and I ain't even in there. Okay. As I twist and turn, oh, that feels good, because I sat a lot yesterday, theater, dinner in the morning, so yeah, got to move that body. Oh, yeah, I feel that hair, it feels good, because I was about to start sweating. Yes, so as we continue to breathe in and to breathe out, and we move and give thanks for the power of our bodies. Yes, we do. We do the high and low and hip rolls. We breathe in. Hold it. And exhale. Inhale deeply. Hold it. And exhale. Sending love, light, and energy down from the top of our forehead down through our face and landing on our shoulders and our arms as we stretch and move, doing the high and low and hip roll. We give thanks for the power of the breath. As the breath moves down through the chest and the sides, we continue to breathe in. Hold it and blow it out. As we send more love, light, and energy down through the hips, the thighs, and the knees. Oh, yes, baby, rub those knees. sending more love and light down to whatever part of the body that is speaking to you, sometimes in the form of pain as we breathe in. And as we breathe out, sending more love, light, and energy from the breath down through the ankles. You should not be looking at me, but the inside of your eyelids as we breathe out. Inhale. Sending more love, light, and energy down through the ankles and the arches and the insteps and the toes. Wiggle those toes. Blow it out. Inhale deeply. Bringing the energy back up through the feet and the legs and the hips and the back and the solar plexus. The stomach and the chest and the arms as we just breathe in and breathe out and stretch and stretch and stretch as we give thanks for the power of sweat this morning, because sweating is very healthy for you. Sweating releases the toxins and the poisons from your body, because the body needs to breathe. As we breathe in and as we breathe out, we give thanks. We are always at the right place at the right time doing the right thing. As we breathe in, giving thanks for the power of the breath, because it is the breath that keeps us calm in times of chaos and confusion. And when we are attacked mentally, physically, or emotionally, we just simply stop breathing. We breathe in through the nose and hold it, and then blow it out through your mouth, because it is the breath that will keep you calm in times when you need to be calm, because there's enough stress in this world. And this is just something that you can do in a minute or two or five or ten or an hour. It's entirely up to you. Whatever feels good to you, that's what you can do. As we breathe in and as we breathe out, take that one long last deep inhale deeply. And as you exhale, bring your head down. Slowly rotate the head to the right, excuse me, to the left, and around to the back. Slow down. You're moving too fast. I want you to feel that stretch as you bring the neck over to the right. And back around. Head up. And inhale. Head forward. And slowly take that head around to the right. Excuse me. And around to the back. And over to the left. And back, front, and center. Head up. Inhale deeply. Look to the left as far as you possibly can, feeling the stretch in the right side of the neck. Exhale. Inhale deeply. And look to the right as far as you possibly can, stretching the left side of the neck. And exhale. Inhale once more. And giving thanks for the power of the breath, because someone somewhere, unlike you, is unable to breathe on their own. So take these two fingers and massage behind the neck, massage the neck, massage the shoulders, because that's where we keep our stress. And then I just take these fingers, like this is my neck, and just knead the back of your shoulders. Release some of that pent up energy. Oh yeah, that feels good. And that's something that you can do on your own whenever needed, because it's called the stress reliever. And I'm Zelda Speaks, your Monday morning mindfulness host, and I hope that I've released some stress for you. And you can always go on our YouTube page, on my YouTube page, I should say, Zelda Speaks, and you can find more of what you just experienced there. So be sure and share that. It is 7:29, coming up on our first commercial break. We will be going to welcome our guest. She's an author, and she has, I believe they're at the African Fest right now, so she'll be joining us. Her name is Layla Hart, and she is author of Love Yourself. And I had such a time of loving myself this weekend. I did a little shopping. Not much, just a little. Don't need any clothes at this age, honey, but there are just some things that you just have to have, like these glorious bracelets that I have. Well, actually, not this one, but this one. And see the earrings? Yeah, got them at the African Festival of the Arts, where we're going today, where you're going, because you know Cameo going to be there tonight, because it's going to be Candy. Yes, it is. So, Timbuktu T60 is the booth that I went to and got all the deals. So if you want the deals, that's the booth. Because see, when you first get into the African Festival of the Arts, you will see something you want. And you always say you're going to come back and get it, and you never do. I'm talking about me. So I get what I want right there, and so I don't have to come back and look for the booth. Because I've been going to the African Festival of the Arts too many years. And every time I say I'm going to come back, I never get back. So I am not going to say that this year, and I've done just that. So I am going to keep a promise to myself. And when I go today, I'm only going to buy one pair of earrings. Like these earrings. Aren't they gorgeous? Even that's my dress. Hey! So, if you want to have a good time, meet me at the African Festival of the Arts today, because that's where we'll be. And I'll be going broadcasting live. And you know I'm going to do a Cameo tonight at 7 o'clock, right? Okay, so. But in the meantime, in between time, we got lots of talent for the Global Virtual Teen Talent Contest, which is every last Saturday of the month. And this month's young man, the winner was Raycon Youssef. And we're going to take a look at his video.
Yo, what's up, guys?
Yeah, that little young man is from, was it Montreal? I can't remember the city, but it was in Canada. He was 13 years old. He is off the chain. He joined us 4 times. He finally won. So let that be a lesson for the young people not to give up. And this is how you can participate as well.
Are you ready to showcase your skills and potentially win cash prizes and scholarships? We're excited to announce our Global Virtual Teen Talent Contest, where you can enter by submitting a 1-minute video of your unique talent. Here's how to participate. 1. Record a 1-minute video of yourself performing your talent. 2. Share the video on TikTok. Include the hashtag Global Virtual Teen Talent Contest. 3. Tag 3 friends who also have amazing talent. Submit your video by the deadline. We can't wait to see all of the amazing talent that you have to offer. Remember to be creative and have fun. The top talents will be selected by a panel of judges and will be announced shortly after. So don't wait. Start filming and good luck.
Are you constantly arguing with your spouse? Are your children misbehaving and acting out? Is someone in your family abusing drugs? Have you been the victim of domestic violence? Are you grieving over the loss of a loved one? Let us help you restore serenity to your life. At Serenity Family Social Services, we understand that good mental health is the result of emotional well-being. Our goal is to assist you and your family in removing emotional distress and restoring harmony and balance to your lives. We offer individual, couples, and family counseling. I'm Howard Williams, CEO of Serenity Family Social Services. Call us today at 312-315-4820. That's 312-315-4820.
Do you want to live in a world without war? Join our global peace movement. Heavenly Culture World Peace Restoration of Light transcends culture, religion, ideology, and other boundaries to achieve a peaceful harmony in the global society. HWPL is committed to bringing world peace and cessation of war through peaceful dialogue between religious groups. I am Director Shin-Suk Kim of the HWPL Chicago Branch of North America. Join us for our next gathering. Call 773-580-1501 and be a part of the movement for world peace. Email us at chicagohwpl@gmail.com.
What if you could live to be 120 years old and remain active, healthy, alert, and vibrant? Our bodies are made up of cells that are constantly rejuvenating. So if we take proper care of our cells, we can literally defy aging. Join us every Tuesday from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time to learn about cell care from Susan Essentials on the Female Solution Blog Talk Radio Show. Learn how to help your body and your cells feel rejuvenated each day through proper nutrition, sleep, frequency medicine, and many unconventional methods of self-care. I'm Jody Susan. Join me and my amazing guests by calling in at 515-605-9325 and press 1 to speak. We'll help you achieve a breakthrough in your health today.
Solution. Welcome to Monday Morning Mindfulness. I'm your host, Zelda Speaks, and it is the holiday weekend, baby. Yes, it is the one and only African Festival of the Arts, and there is so much going on. It's like a family reunion, and you get a chance to see people you have not seen in years, but there's a sister coming on. I've never met her, but I hear she is the bomb.com. So joining us is Miss Layla Hart. Unmute yourself, sister. Grand Rising. Yeah, you got yourself muted. I don't know how you did that, but I'm sure you can unmute it. Yeah, muted, because you look like my cousin Bobby Jean. See, you run into people you ain't never seen, and they look like folks you know. Girl, am I pronouncing? Welcome, first of all. Am I pronouncing your name right? Is it Layla Hart?
Yeah.
Layla. You know, Layla happens to be one of my favorite names because I'm a fan of Layla Hathaway. She spells it different, but I just like the name Layla. So welcome, my sister. Thank you for joining us this morning.
Hey, thank you so much. I appreciate you. Asking me to be here. It's a pleasure to be here.
And it is a pleasure to have you here. Now, Naima sent me a copy of your book, and I'm going to pull that up online. And the name of your book is called Love Yourself?
Yeah, it's an affirmation book. It's called Love Yourself Forever and Always.
Oh.
So, I had an aunt, she died recently, and she used to always tell me that whenever we would leave each other, she was like, I love you forever and always. So, yeah, and I named the book after her, but it's a book of affirmation.
Oh, I love that, because we need that in our lives. There is so much negativity in this world that it's just awesome to have a book like this to remind us of what we need to be doing on a daily basis, and that's practicing affirmation, because every time we talk, it's an affirmation, and we don't even know it. So tell us how this came about. Oh,
so,
I'm sorry. Before you do, we have been joined by the executive producer who introduced me to you, who brought you here to the show. So let's bring her on with her and with us, and that would be our very own. Let me get my voice right, because you know I can't sing, but I can speak right. Naima Latif. Good morning, my sister. I'm excited. Thank you for joining us this morning. Are you on mute too, Naima? We can't hear you. We can't hear you. Everybody's muted this morning. Yeah, we still can't hear you. Oh, we hear something. We hear some noise, so talk. I can't hear you. Nope, can't hear you. So while you figure that out, yeah, you're on mute. That's why. You just unmuted yourself. Yeah, I hear a little in the background, so I know there's some noise there somewhere. But while she's trying to figure that out, Layla, tell us a little bit about yourself and how it came to be.
I'm big on affirmations and listening to stuff on YouTube and podcasts and stuff like that. And I was looking for something very specific, but it's all inclusion because I'm a Muslim. And so this is a reflection of how God wants you to do affirmations, if you will. And you don't have, whatever God you believe in, the creator, Christianity, whatever it is. So it gives you a reflection of what your book says, and then it's an interaction workbook. And it tells you how, like, you have a gratitude page for gratitude, interaction, take action steps.
If you do
this for 30 days, you will see, because we all get depressed and we all have issues, you know. We're living in this life. You can't, you know, live in this life without any issues.
Right.
So sometimes you have good days and dark days, and this book helps me to keep my mind in a positive flow.
Mm.
It helps me to constantly remind myself to stay in a positive flow, because it's easy for somebody to take you off it's easy for everybody to be negative. It's harder to focus to be positive.
Yes.
So if you have those things happen to you, instead of reacting in a negative way, you can remind yourself to react, and you know, in a positive, loving way, and be kind to yourself and speak to yourself in a loving way. We haven't been taught how the brain works and how to really speak to ourselves in loving, kind ways.
No.
Most of our internal soundtrack is a gumbo soup full of negative things, you know, due to childhood, due to trauma, due to whatever it is. So this book is, no matter where you are in your life, if you've been abused, if you're on drugs, if you're alcoholic, if you're depressed, this actually will, if you do the work, you got to do the work, it really will help that positive flow in your for your mindset.
That makes all the difference in the world. Now, I have to ask you, Layla, were you going through anything when you wrote this book? Were you having any challenges?
Yes. I've been through a lot, my sister, trust me. I've been through a lot. And so it's, you know, and you got to, you know, you cram a carpet about your kids, the grandkids, the nieces, the nephews, and you just, you know, all I have is my faith. You know, and all I have is hold on is my prayer. And so it's been many a night I'm on my knees with buckets of tears, just praying, just, you know, trying to hold on. And if you can, in this day, when you're going through that, while you're in it, if you can think of a better tomorrow, then inshallah, God willing, it'll be better for you tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
But most of us can't think of a better tomorrow while we're in the midst of whatever traumas we're going through.
Mm.
So this tries to help you to train your mind to, if you get stuck, if you feel like you're stuck, to snap back quickly, because you're doing the work so that the positive flow of how you think will you know, take precedent over any negative thought, you know.
And now, this is for adults. Is it for children as well?
Oh, yes. We have healing circles. The adults are overtaxed because the mental illness out here for our children, our young people, is on the rise so much. And the adults can't handle it, you know. And so we have healing circles for the kids, for the families, for individuals, for the males, the females. And we do all kind of sound waves. And we have a panel of doctors that's with us. Dr. Phoenix is one. She's a really good doctor. She's was based in Chicago.
She
is. And she has a lot of clients, and she's very, very good. And I do believe that we as a society, as a people, we've been through so much trauma, not just through slavery, but through everything else. And if we can really get to a place where we have the tools to use when we get to those traumas, we don't have to choose the negative tools. That's why a lot of us get high and get drunk, and, because they're in a mental space that's not right, and so they grab those tools
right.
to help them. Yeah, but if you get the positive tools to know how to bounce back from it, and you get started on doing the work, it really will help.
Makes all the difference in the world.
Yeah. Listen,
because
if I was a drinking person, I'd probably be drunk every day. I'm telling you, life could get hard.
Yes, I do.
Life will whoop your butt.
Life will take you to a place you don't want to be and keep you
right.
there longer than you want to be there. I understand. Trust me. Now, I need you to go back to something that everyone may not be aware of, and that is a healing circle. Can you explain that?
Okay, so a healing circle is we go to the communities where people, like we just did one at the Shabazz School last weekend. Shabazz is on 78th and Ellis in Chicago.
Yeah, we just went there last week.
So we have a doctor on staff. If you want to have therapy, we have yoga poses. We do the sound waves. We have vendors there that are selling like crystals, healing things. We have the smell of healing. You know, they do specialized incense and everything. And so we all sit in a circle, and everybody go around. At the end, we have a panel. So everybody is relaxed. You do meditation. So you relax your mindset. And at the end, we sit in a circle, and then everybody just go around telling, you know, why they're grateful, why they're here, and what struggles they may be going through. And they might need some assistance from a therapist. Because I think we as Black people have a stigma on us when we say, you know, we in therapy. I think we should have a therapist on speed.
Thank
now.
You.
Because
thank you.
We need to hack our lives for our best selves. And as African-American people, as a culture, we got to get away from, like, we don't need no help. Or we don't need any therapist. The therapist is just there for you to download so you can talk about your problem and they can give you real solutions to a problem that you might be having. There's children's therapy. There's marriage therapy. There's just therapy, one-on-one therapy. So we have therapists there that can help you with any type of therapy that you need.
Mm.
So we do life coaching. Like, I do life coaching. We do mentoring. I have a youth camp that I do at the mosque that I attend. And so the youth camp is we talk about everything with the youth, about the real deal of what's going out here on the street. I'm one of them people that I'm not trying to be politically correct, you know, because the kids are dealing with sex, they're dealing with drugs, they're dealing with everything, and they're not telling their parents. And the school system is changing, so the parents got to be aware of how the changes are happening in the school system. So when we get together for 3 or 4 days just with the kids, and we talk about everything. And it's really, really nice because you give them solutions before they get to the problem. So when they get to the problem, they're high distorted in their consciousness. Oh, okay, because I make the kids call me Auntie Layla. And so they're like, oh, Auntie Layla talked about this. Auntie Layla said to do this. So it really does help with their anxiety because they really have a lot of anxiety now. It seems like the kids got a lot more stress on them than we had when I was 16.
Oh, yeah.
When I was 18.
Oh, yeah.
And so these are real-life solutions. These kids are being bombarded, especially our little Black boys.
Yes.
They're calling it toxic masculinity in the schools. Like, they can't even be young boys, you know?
Oh.
And they don't have any place to release this tension that everybody's throwing at them. So it's really, suicide rate is up amongst our youth. It's really getting to a crisis, but I still have hope because as long as you get up and you're breathing and you have inspiration and you're trying to be positive and God, you got faith, if we can change this around as a people, you know, like, we can change it around. There is hope.
Yeah.
I don't want to sound like it's all doom and gloom, but you just got to put the work in and have the faith that we can get some things done as people.
Yeah, well, we know we can do that because that's what we do. And I want to thank you for sharing that information, because now that Naima is back with us, it's funny you should mention Betty Shabazz School, because we were just there last week. We were a couple of times. We are facilitating a workshop for our youth, and it's called a podcasting training at Betty Shabazz School. And thanks to Naima, we have it here. So we're excited. So kudos to our chief executive producer here on the Female Solution. Go ahead, Naima.
Well, I'm really glad also that, Naima talked about the positive affirmations that we're helping people to have. And with this new podcasting class we're doing at Betty Shabazz, they'll have a chance to be live on the radio and express some of the stresses that young people are going through. Like you're saying, we didn't live with a constant fear of getting shot to death when we were growing up. We didn't have the extremes of stress that they have, the violence that they're living with every day. And I'm glad that we'll have a chance to give them an opportunity to really reveal to us what their lives are like, because we have no idea. But I loved about your, when I looked at your workbook, and I love the fact that you have a workbook that helps young people really go through the process of writing down their thoughts and then reprogramming their minds. Did you think of how many negative things we throw at young people all the time, the things we say to them? And then, you know, your brain replays all that. Oh, you're so stupid. You're never going to be anything. These people don't like you. You know what I mean? You say stuff that is horrifying. And when you're young, you don't have the self-esteem to override all that negativity. So it just gets drunken in, you know, just absorbed, and it becomes how they see themselves. And that's why, like you're saying, Lila, people look at all kinds of ways to relieve the pain of that, and they turn to the alcohol and drugs and everything, because how else do you make yourself feel better when you don't have an internal conversation to say, oh, I'm wonderful, I'm beautiful, I'm smart, because nobody's saying that to you. So, her workbook, I think that is so critical, and they need to have that in the schools and have it part of the course, where young people can kind of deprogram out all of the negativity and write in the positive.
Because you're in a safe environment. Yeah. I have to ask this before. What booth are you at the African Festival of the Arts, Layla?
The Underground Bookstore. It's
okay.
I think it's booth 41.
Okay.
It's where all of the books that is in the, like, if you come in on the Cottage Grove side, just walk down, go straight to the back.
Okay.
And it's in that lane. You'll see it's a lot of books over there on that row, and there's some clothing and things like that. But Underground Bookstore is hosting me graciously. I'd like to thank UL for that. He's a family member, so we good. Yeah, so he is hosting me. He knows that I'm a up and coming young author. He has actually hosted. It's about four or five of us that he is hosting as authors. So he's gracious enough to give us pointers and support us, which I really, really do love. So his bookstore is on 87th and Cregear in Chicago, like three blocks east of Stony Island. He's been there about 30-something years.
Wow. That's
a long time.
That is a very long time. We have on the switchboard with us Brother Lionel Abdul Hawk of Community Cultivations. Lionel, I see that you're listening. If you want to join this conversation before you come on after the break, which is in about 8 minutes, you can press 1 and you can join us now if you like, or you can wait. It's entirely up to you. But in the meantime, in between time, I want you all to go to my blog, zeldaspeaks.wordpress.com, and you will see the information. The African Festival of the Art, there's the TBT News release courtesy of TBT News. And you'll see the information about the fest, and you can click on this link right here to get your ticket. And then you can just go on inside and do a meet and greet at the Underground Bookstore, booth number 41, where you can meet author, life coach, and teacher. And our guest today, that is Miss Layla Hart. And you can get your own copy of the book and give it to your child, because we all know somebody who's going through some things. And not only children, I just love this cover.
Oh, thank you.
And
it reminds
interactive.
Me of ice cream.
Yes, it does. An interactive
like
workbook and guide for creating positive life. Oh, I love that. Yes. So that is what you are looking for this morning. Well, not this morning, but when you get there, it's booth number 41. You want to give us any closing thoughts before you leave, Ms. Layla?
Well, I just want to say thank you very much for having me on your platform, and may God help us all in the work that we do to really help our people. That's really important to me. And whatever I can do to be a part of that, those particular circles and the positive circles, I will make sure that I make myself available for whoever needs me or calls me. If I can't do something, I'll let you know. But I really, really appreciate your platform, and thank you for having me on.
And we'll see you at Booth 41 today the 51st and Cottage Grove. Thank you, my sister. And by the way, I love those glasses. Yes, I do.
And thank you. My green glasses.
Yes,
and thank you, Naima. I appreciate Naima, my sister. I really do appreciate you.
Yeah.
I want you to know that. Thank you so much. Okay.
You know, all things in divine order. You'll be back on the show again also because, you know, when she talks about the kind of work she does with troubled youth, you know, you'll be on with us again. One of our other hosts that deals with a lot of traumatized youth, and we'll get more into what some of your book does and some of your experiences and the things that you've seen that young people are going through.
Yes.
It's shocking, but at the same time, because here we are doing the work to heal the pain, and that's what we're all about, is bringing a solution. So thank you so much.
Thank you so much. And our youth and our people, we're worth saving.
Absolutely. And as Kwame Sunhorse would say, we are the ones that we've been waiting for. We cannot wait for them out there. We got to do the work. And so thank you for doing the work, because it shows up in the form of a book and in your personality, in your life, and in your family. So thank you so much. And we'll see you tonight. Well,
okay,
not tonight, today.
Have a good one.
Yes, thank you so much, my sister.
Right.
Shalom.
Bye-bye.
And thank you. Alaykum salam. Thank you so much, my sister, and thank you, Naima. You know I know your name, girl. We're going to bring on Lionel very shortly, and he has his hand raised. Of course, now he raises it and she's gone. I wanted them the two to meet, but that didn't happen. So before we go to break, as we go to break, I should say, let me remind you that the Global Virtual Teen Talent Contest is coming up. And then we're going to talk about Betty Shabazz, because we are officially there and we start Wednesday. So let's do this quick promo for the Teen Talent Contest.
Attention, are you ready to show the world what you got?
And good luck. That little girl there with the hair standing all up, I forgot her name. It started with a Z, but I can remember that. She was one of our winners, and she lives right here in the city of Chicago. I was so glad to get some kids from Chicago. I didn't know what to do because we had kids from all over the world and none from Chicago, so I'm very grateful for that. And I'm also very grateful for the Teen Talent Contest, which is coming up. As always, it's the last Saturday of the month. So if you go to our Instagram channel, and while you're there, please like and follow and subscribe and all that good stuff. Ooh, we got a lot of followers. Alrighty now, the kids are catching on. So that's our page there, instagram.com/teen talent contest, and you'll see So please follow us there, and we appreciate that. We appreciate you for liking and for sharing. And it is 8 o'clock, and you know what that means? It's time for the global, not the global, it's time for our promos for the show, and you stay close, and we will be right back, because that show is sponsored by, not us, but it's sponsored by StreamYard. And we'll be back right back with Lionel Abdul-Haq of Community Cultivation. And we'll talk about how this Labor Day weekend affects us in the community as a whole. As soon as my computer wakes up. In the meantime, let me go over here and see what I can find, because I know we got commercials that we need to play. My computer is kind of like, oh, there you go. Why don't I hear anything? And we're very grateful for StreamYard for being... sponsor of the Teen Talent Contest.
Hi, this is John Alexander.
And I'm Naima Latif. Meet people like you who are making a positive difference in the world.
Big difference.
Watch us every day on The Media Connection at www.youtube.com/TheMediaConnectionTV.
YouTube it. We'll see you soon.
There are people who choose to make a positive difference in the world. Our job is to bring you their stories to motivate you to do the same. Join us each week, host John Alexander and Naima Latif, as we bring you the educators, entertainers, elected officials, religious leaders, and community activists whose works are transforming this world. Find out how you can make a difference, too. Be inspired. Watch The Media Connection.
Mondays at 5 p.m. and Tuesdays at 12 noon on cable TV, Channel 19 in Chicago. And other cities, check your local cable listings.
Do you worry about finances, family, health, job, relationships? Are you in pain? Do you feel stuck? If you answered yes to any of these questions, help is available. Don't worry, you're not alone. It's part of the human process. You only feel this way because you haven't mastered the voices in your head. No hype, just down-to-earth, solid, workable tools and techniques that you can practice daily. It's really food for the soul, whether you want to learn how not to worry about anything, reverse type 2 diabetes, publish a book, promote your product or service, or just make extra money. To take advantage of the deal of the day, go to ZeldaSpeaks.com or call 312-409-6619. Mention promo code TheFemaleSolution and get free shipping. That's ZeldaSpeaks.com or 312-409-6619. Stop worrying today. Visit ZeldaSpeaks.com.
Grand Rising. And thank you for joining us back here on The Female Solution. I'm your host, Zelda Speaks, and with my co-host, executive producer, Naima Latif, who will be bringing on our guest, brother, co-host, brother Lionel Abdul-Haq of Community Cultivations, as we go to the phone lines. Grand Rising, Lionel. Thank you so much for joining us here this morning.
All praise due to the Most High. Grand Rising. Assalamu alaikum and hello to all of your listeners.
Yes, sir. And Naima is here with us while I grab me some tea.
Yes, yeah, make sure you have his audio up as much as possible so we can hear him.
Okay, are you there, Lionel? Lionel?
Hey.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm here.
Can you hear me? Yes, sir. Can you hear me better now,
Naima? Pardon me?
Yes, let me make sure my volume is up.
Yeah, make sure your volume is up because I can hear him loud and clear.
Yeah, it was me.
Okay.
Okay.
Alrighty. Alrighty, take it away, Naima. Going to give me some tea.
Yes. Well, you know, Lionel, here we are at Chicago, the weekend where the African Festival of the Arts is giving us an opportunity to see the vast culture across the continent. Sponsored primarily by those of Nigerian descent. We do have a very large Nigerian population here. I did a DNA test and found I have a large percentage of Nigerian ancestry. But, you know, every time we reach out for these celebrations, we're kind of reminded of a sore spot that's still in us. And sometimes we acknowledge it, you know, that there were some things that happened between us on the continent that we didn't have, and we still have to heal that hurt. What are your thoughts about that? How do we address some of the mistakes we made as a people with one family group fighting another family group? And, of course, I know you know the history of how Africa was carved up after World War II, and the ways that many, many family groups that had been at odds were thrust together in one country, which exacerbated the conflict, and how we're still kind of going through a lot of the inharmony among us, so that we're still having difficulty creating a thriving global economy where we're able to trade back and forth with those on the continent and here, and develop the kinds of businesses that would be dominant in our communities. We're still having issues with that unity situation and that healing situation. What are your thoughts about that? How do we approach that with our brothers and sisters across the water? And some of them are still having the same issues of mending old conflicts so that we can build a united vision, particularly economics, in our communities across the world. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, in the context of Labor Day, the reality of slavery still bears a tremendous stain on our relationships with each other as people of African descent, as well as humanity as a whole. I have to reflect on one of the most powerful books I ever read was by W.E.B. Du Bois, Dr. W.E.B. Du Bois, called The World in Africa. And one of the chapters in that book was called The White Slave Masters of the World and the Degradation of Labor, which is a consequence of slavery, one of the consequences. And by degradation of labor, he was referring to the fact that as a result of the inhumanity, the disrespect, the woeful disrespect, the horrors of slavery that forced labor, that created great wealth for some, but created a terrible stain, image of labor and the idea of labor, those who do the work, to the point that it still affects human relationships, vital human relationships of labor and cooperation that is required, and respect that is required between those who do the work and those who do the planning. This is an issue that we've talked about before in terms of the degradation of labor and its effect on human relationships. And I think it's important not to lose sight on that reality and how all of our relationships are affected by that in terms of the amount of respect that we give to those who do the work.
You know, I as we're talking about that, I think about this ongoing conversation that women have when they evaluate someone they're considering for romantic involvement. And if the woman is, you know, maybe so-called executive, maybe she has a, like you say, one of those jobs where she's part of the planning group, you know, the management group, and then you have the people who actually do the work, the laborers, and this whole false notion of a class designation for people, the upper management, and then you've got the middle management, and then you have the labor, and then you have even the lower labor who do things like, you know, scrub the toilets or whatever, the janitorial staff. And we look down on people based on the kind of labor that they do, as opposed to a concept of everybody's work is important to the whole and everybody getting equal respect. And I don't know if that class notion came out of European culture. I don't know if it was already in African culture, because we know there's this serious class consciousness even among the various African nations.
That's still the result of slavery. That's still the result of slavery. Whatever exists today, slavery had a tremendous impact on that. The European value system of material value over spiritual value. The idea that the dollar is almighty, as opposed to God, Allah, being almighty, is a pervasive social and cultural reality in the way people are made to believe and to strive, what they are made to strive for. Their work, their labor, is orientated around the idea of how much I can get from it and how little I have to do to get it. And the idea of having to labor and to really struggle has been taken out of the equation for those who are really striving for something. The less they have to do, the better, which it undermines the character of humanity. It puts us less in accord with the universal ideals that will make social life healthy, and it puts us in a mindset of disunity, disharmony, and conflict, because nobody wants to be classified as less than when those who have power and money, they see themselves as better than. And this concept, this value system, has been cultivated and a part of the orientation of mass media programming, movies, music, television, and now the internet, to the point where if it don't make dollars, it don't make sense. Is part of that mindset. And so this is a spiritual battle of powers and principalities, values, and the difference between culture and occulture. OCCULTURE.
You know, another question I have, know that the labor that was forced really built an amazing economy in America, but there were so many people that were benefiting that even when the slave trade was outlawed as a business practice where you could transport
came to the United States from Africa to try to convince the president of the time to reinstitute it, because the wealthy class, their economy was tied into the transporting of people and selling them for profit. And we saw a bit of that in the Woman King. It was painful to see. But we have to, I think we have to address the real deal. Like you just said, it's a spiritual issue where you get to the point where money is more important than lives, profit is more important than people. And there was a lot of people benefiting. And we got to be honest about what happened in order to heal the hurt. And even the little things that some Africans may say when they see African Americans, you know, some of them call us cotton pickers because it's kind of like, you know, a derogatory term. A lot of people don't know that. But, you know, the idea that this was the lower class we sent away, and they're the you know, the labor class, or the people that we got out of the jail, the riffraff. I mean, there's a mentality among some Africans that still exists. And that creates a bit of a rift between us and being able to admit what happened. People got greedy, and this became a major global business, and we are experiencing the consequences of it economically across the continent and even across our cities, where after the enslavement was over, we had to leave and try to make other ways of living, and we're crowded into these cities. And if we didn't come up with ways to organize our wealth and our talents and our skills, we remain generations in poverty. So we're still feeling the effects of that, and we're seeing Koreans and Asians and others building businesses because of their international trade with their homeland, and we haven't been able to get it to that point. This is why the African Festival of the Arts is a real opportunity for us to see, look, we have all of this trade, this industry, these artifacts, these things that we could be building a global business with among each other, but we got to deal with that hurt, and we have to deal with that separation. We have to deal with that misunderstanding. We have to heal that before we can build a better future. So what are your thoughts about that? Do we need to have a dialogue among our members of the global African family to address, as you said, that spiritual issue where many of us just lost our morals and our values and were willing to sell out their brothers and sisters for profit? Do we need to talk about that and you know, make some amends in some kind of way?
Well, as I've tried to articulate all the time that I've been working with you, sisters, with the female solution, is that these are spiritual issues. These are spiritual problems that our perspective on what is important in life has been shifted towards material, making money, as opposed to having a vision for our life that incorporates spiritual values as a priority over material values. And what I mean by priority, I mean that we understand the connection between what we do and what we put our energy into and what our character is going to will realize from that effort. And, you know, history is too important. When we talk about slavery, when we talk about the issues of slavery and the consequences of slavery, we're not really dealing with the full picture. The evil that is in the world, the degeneration, the decline of human civilization didn't begin with slavery. And we don't focus enough on what the history was before slavery. The history was long before slavery. And that is more important, has come to be more important to me in my appreciation and my perspective on the divine plan, because the divine plan slavery was not an interrupter. It was part of the plan of the divine to bring us through a period of material degeneration. But the whole idea of the resurrection that was part of the Kemetic ancient Egyptian of ideology, if you will, culture, if you will, is that there is a process of resurrection that occurs consistently throughout the process of life, and that we need to have better understanding about what was going on prior to the European conquest of the world and subjugation of the world that had existed before the Greeks.
Yeah, I definitely agree. And that's one of the things that we really put in our book, Slavery, the African-American Psychic Trauma. We have to have a whole different perception of history right here.
And humanity. And humanity as a whole. If we focus more on humanity and the history of humanity and learn to value human experience and human social dynamic, it ain't got to be black and white. It ain't got to be Africa or America. If our focus can be, as the Quran focuses, on the history of humanity as a whole, we can begin to make much more progress.
Yeah, I agree. I think that this is even what we need to teach our children. Teach them how to be good human beings first, and all the decisions that
what it means to be a human being needs to be taught as well, because most people have no idea.
Right. So we have to begin. So how do you suggest we begin as we bring our children into a world where there is conflict, but how do we ground them in a personal identity of a human being that is a reflection of the divine, reflection of God in their heart and their soul and their behavior and treatment of others? How do we fortify them with that identity and guide themselves so that they can have an influence on the negative world as opposed to the negative world having influencing on them?
Well, I think it's fundamental to recognize the divine, to seek refuge with Allah is more than just lip service. You know, before every recital of the Holy Quran, before every prayer that a Muslim makes, we begin by saying, "A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. I seek refuge with Allah from Satan," which is a reality that is really at the root of all of these problems, all of this division, all of this man's inhumanity to man. Satan, and understanding the connection between Satan and the role of the divine in shaping and influencing our lives is important to our motivation in life. You know, whether we are motivated towards spiritual values and ideals or material values and ideals. When we talk about black and white skin, we talk about our regions of the world set up continentally by Europeans, and even the name Africa is not from the people of that region. So we need to understand how we got here, in the sense of understanding what is beneath that, what laid the foundation for that. And Satan is a reality that is part of the equation. And we need to understand the idea of how the division of humanity into various races and colors and geographic locations is part of the problem and part of the plan of Satan. And we have to get real, be serious, and sincere.
So as the scripture says, in the Holy Quran, we're made in private, so that we may know one another, and the best among you are those who are most righteous. So we teach our children that the differences are good, because, you know, each people, wherever they are on the globe, has learned something from their history, from their experiences, from their treatment of each other, what they've developed and what they've overcome. So all of us can teach each other based on what we have learned. Now, what I see is among those of us of African descent, what we should have learned from that experience, like you were saying, this is what happens when you take greed to such a degree where you have no regard for life and you are willing to do whatever you desire in terms of cruelty in order to make money. And we should have learned that when you do that, not only do you destroy others, you destroy yourself ultimately. We should have learned from that lesson. It was a lesson for the global family to see what happened to us. So do you think we learned the lesson? And how do we keep that experience so that our children understand what happened? And not as a black and white thing, because it was a whole bunch of us that made money off of the enslavement of others of us. But how do we keep that as a spiritual lesson, that money is not more valuable than people and their lives and their dignity and their respect, and what you do to someone else will come back on you and hurt you as well. And that's the lesson, that's the divine lesson that we learned from those 300 years of a horrific economic system. How do we teach that as a spiritual lesson to our children?
I would think it would be helpful to go back beyond all of that. You know, when I was saying about we need to deepen our study of history, that we need to take a broader perspective of what life is about than what we generally do. I mean, most people don't know 50 years of history. Most people don't know 100 years of history. But we need to know thousands of years of history, and we need to understand it in the context of good and evil, God and the devil, and understand it in the context of who we are as human beings. You know, it almost sounds braggadocious or vain, I guess, but part of our program, under the leadership of Imam Ward al-Din Muhammad, may Allah grant him a paradise and forgive him for his sins, we developed a program that was called the Human Being and Self-Development. Not the black person and self-development, not the African person and self-development. We developed a program called the Human Being and Self-Development. I still teach that class whenever I get a chance, and it's part of the makeup of what is, it is the foundation of how I see and evaluate mass media programming, movies, music, and television. It's a part of how I relate to people in general is based on what I understand and what we have taught about the human being and self-development, because that is very vital to our understanding of how we are supposed to live our lives, that we understand what it means to be human. The root being humble, the root being consistent with a attitude of the earth, being as low as the earth, being as deep as the earth, being as consistent with the plan and the movement of life as is the earth. And so we need to realize a whole different education program and orientation about religion and life that will help us to get back in touch with what we've been separated from.
And we have been separated for a while. Go ahead, Naiman. We're going to take a commercial break and take a call, because there's some calls on the switchboard. If you want to call in, 515-605-9325, press 1 to speak. Ooh, the The hands are lit up. Maybe we need to take this break and then come back in. You want to comment and then we'll go to break. Go ahead and comment, Naima.
Well, I think, like you said, we need to put our history in perspective, the thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of years that we've been here, and the times when we prospered because we followed those correct spiritual laws, and the times we failed because we didn't, so that we can see the human history and not just define ourselves by a very recent negative experience as our identity. That's not our identity. That was a temporary experience from which we had an opportunity to learn a great spiritual lesson. So let's teach the lesson.
Amen. And the lesson right now is let's take our last commercial break, and we'll be back to take your call, 773-483, and yeah, we'll be back shortly, so stay close.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Global Radio TV Show. We are a part of the online network of Associated Internet Radio Hosts. On Air. On Air empowers you with transformative news and interactive radio TV shows. This is such a wonderful time to be alive and to see our human family coming together as one community as a result of that powerful tool, the Internet. We can now talk directly to each other all over the world. There's no need for conflict or misunderstanding. There's no need for violence to solve our differences. We can talk to each other face to face until we reach an agreement. On Air offers a fantastic global guide to communicators from all over the world who are using their internet platforms to inspire us to strive to be our best selves in order to become the kind, compassionate, loving people we were all born to be. Once we do that, we'll see planet Earth transformed into a place of peace. Subscribe to the recommended YouTube channels, Facebook pages, and podcasts created by these Voices of Enlightenment. On Air provides daily news briefs and a weekly magazine to keep you abreast of events and opportunities. On Air news affiliates in television, radio, and print share information, insight, and interviews with notable personalities. Go to onaireverywhere.com. for a daily dose of uplifting news. We're on air everywhere, online all the time.
Do you want to live in a world without war? Join our global peace movement. Heavenly Culture World Peace Restoration of Light transcends culture, religion, ideology, and other boundaries to achieve peaceful harmony and the global society. HWPL is committed to bringing world peace and cessation of war through peaceful dialogue between religious groups. I am Director Shin-Suk Kim of the HWPL Chicago Branch of North America. Join us for our next gathering. Call 773-580-1501 and be a part of the movement for world peace. Email us at chicagohwpl@gmail.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. CJ of Valona Health, where we combine orthopedic manual therapy and neuroscience to treat the whole person. Health tip for the day is keep it moving. Doesn't matter how, just keep it moving doing something you enjoy. Walking, dancing, rolling on the floor with your dogs or kids, really anything. The body craves movement to keep the bones, joints, and muscles happy. Even our mental health and internal organs and digestive system rely on our movements. Thanks for being a part of the Higher Learning Network on the Female Solution.
Joining back here on this last half hour of the Higher Learning Network TV show, which airs Tuesdays at 6, Wednesdays at 1, on Channel 19 and 24/7 on our YouTube channel, Higher Learning TV show. And speaking of a TV show, there's one right here. If you, for those on our switchboard who can't see, it is a video of myself and Kimberly Taylor, program director at the Betty Shabazz International Charter School podcast, and our little superstar, Ms. Zoe, and myself. And I wanted to share that with you because before the break, we talked about what we need to do for our children, and this is a good beginning. Wouldn't you say, Naima?
Oh, absolutely. And we're going to have Kimberly on Wednesday on our show to talk about some of the ways at Betty Shabazz International Charter School we empower young people with not only knowledge of their past, their cultural heritage, but also a vision of the future. And they say a pledge in the morning that really impacts the mind. And they say we are preparing leaders and workers to bring about a positive change. And I've seen every last one of those students who graduate out of that school, that's what they've done with their lives. So we want to have them on to talk about this is the atmosphere where we're going to be doing our podcasting class and introducing a podcast produced by
Yes, so they have a voice, and let's hear one of those little voices right now.
Right there. Right there. Good afternoon. I'm Naima Latif, and I'm here with Delta Robinson, and you see and hear us every day. And we've got a star with us today right here at Betty Shabazz International Charter School. Zoe!
Yeah,
you know, these are some brilliant students here at Betty Shabazz International Charter School at 7823 South Dallas. And they are going to be the voice of young people to let us know what are they thinking. Because, you know, we always wonder, what are young people thinking about? Well, they're going to come with you live every Wednesday, 2 p.m. with their own podcast, interviewing all kinds of young people from all over the world and all kinds of adults all over the world. And he's got a fantastic one of the mamas of the school. Tell everybody your name and what you do here.
Good afternoon, my name is Kimberly Taylor. I am the director of the program with the Institute of College Education. Our program that told us that we will have to go to one of the podcasts in the Institute, the ICE Newman After School Program here at Betty Shabazz Academy.
Yes. So we want you to be tuned in, and we'll keep you posted because you might be somebody who needs to talk.
Mm-hmm.
I'm Nigel Keith, and Zelda Robinson, and
Zoe.
You are the upcoming Betty Shabazz International Charter School podcast.
Wednesday at 2 o'clock, so be sure and tune in. She is such a delight. 4 years, going on 14.
But you know, that just lets you know how young people blossom in the right atmosphere with love and encouragement. And that's really what our school should be reflecting. And we can turn this world around when we give our young people the right kind of nurturing and the right environment. So that's what we want to share with you all and possibly even inspire some other schools to adopt some of the ways that Betty Shabazz International Charter School has created in making every adult feel like a mama or a baba, you know, mother or father in the village. We're all family, and it's different. The way you treat your child is going to be different than the way you treat a stranger. So when a child is calling you mama, that evokes something in you, and you respond differently. And that's what I've experienced here at Betty Shabazz. And I think it's an experience that all adults need to have, especially if they're teachers, so they can understand the real impact that you have on that child's life.
Mm-hmm. And you have more than you ever know. And it is 8:39. Let's get some callers here. 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak. I do believe that's Baba Kwame Sunhorse, 706-202.
Is it our very own Baba Kwame Sunhorse?
Grand Rising and Assalamu Alaikum to my sister Naima. You know, I came in a little late, and my brother was speaking on history, and it's a very important part. It was said by one of our ancestors, history is a clock that people use to tell their political and culture time of day. It is also a compass that people use to find themselves on the map of human geography. History tells a people where they have been, what they have been and where they are and what they are. And so this is what we're doing, and what we're doing this program and speaking right now is history, because we're leaving words that others will hear, and we have words in the libraries and the books that people have written in order to give a compass to show us where we're, what direction are we going. And this is what we're doing when Sister Naeem was talking about the Betty Shabazz School. And being able to say is when you educate a woman, you educate a nation. When you educate a man, you just give him something to think about. What we're doing is that our children come with purpose. They receive that purpose when they're conceived in the womb. And what it is that the DNA of the woman is passing on our human history called our DNA or our blood. And so in that is that we have to give them the tools, because we can never, as Khalil Gibran says, is we can never dream their dreams or think their thoughts. All we do is give them the love and the environment to help nurture that which is already born in them, just as everything that was born in us. And it's the activation of that that gives them direction to do what they come on the planet to do. And so I think that's it's an excellent topic that you're speaking towards today.
Absolutely. Lionel, would you like to comment on that, my brother?
Well, praise be to the Most High. Assalamu alaikum, brother. I think it's important for us to be mindful that the realities of our human history is human history. And when we do things that are inhumane and we see or observe things that are not consistent with the ideal of human life that we see through our study of history, with a inclination, a vision of the divine. You know, not that we are divine, but that we understand that there is a divine, and that the real purpose of our lives can best be seen through our understanding of the divine. When I talk about the study of history, I'm also including the history of religion as major influencers on the political and social realities that affect our lives and that have affected our lives, especially over the last 1,000 years or so. And so we have to take on a perspective that is different and not consistent with the divide and conquer mentality, and focus on that which is universal and that which is consistent with a message that God, one God for all people. And I think we'll be much better off. I think that could make a big difference in our understanding and our approach to the problems that we're dealing with if we don't consistently use language and focus on ideas that further divide and emphasize our divisions.
Amen. Agree with that whole.
Could I,
go ahead, and then we
got to
get some other calls because time is wrapping up here. Go ahead, Baba.
Okay, and assalamu alaikum, brother Lionel. Excellent comment. I mean, excellent words you shared, because it's key words and it's power in words. And the part is information, and the part of that is to inform a nation. Is because it's called motherhood and it's called Mother Earth, and that's why I said that when you educate a woman, you educate a nation. In the part of her being the procreator and being able to bring forth life with the help of us as men, the man part is the words that you talk about, and the word is that M-A-N is man, to make another nation, but we need a womb. Make another nation, and that's the woman. And so when you have the woman and the man in balance, then we have the possibilities of creating the nations in which we will bring forth the children that will be the reflection of that mother and that father. And that energy
but,
of the divine.
But if you leave out, we can't leave out the focus of the divine, because without a focus of the divine, without a focus of the divine in our understanding of man and female, male and female, man and woman, our societies will be vain. I think if you separate the reality of God from our values, our perspectives on who we are as male and female and what our purpose is how we get messed up. And I think that's where we've gotten messed up. I mean, even false religion is a major part of the problem. And false religion has fueled and perpetuated the ideals of divide and conquer, divide and rule. And so if we take it seriously enough and start to examine things from a basis of historical fact, human history, and divine guidance. I mean, we need to study all the religions. We need to study all of them in the context of how they began and how they evolved. And that will give us a perspective of human life, human history, that will, if we continue to pray to our divine guidance, for divine guidance, and do the kind of character-building acts of worship that will strengthen our faith and our trust in each other, we can get to a whole different place a lot faster and a lot quicker than just focusing on the male and the female. If we leave God out, if we leave the idea of the divine out, and the historical movement of different nations in terms of how they deal with male and female and the divine, we can develop a better understanding of how we got to where we are and where we need to go.
And we are going right now to the phone line. Take another call, 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak, 773-783. You are live on the Female Solution. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Grand Rising. This is your favorite lawyer, Wendy Williams, here in Chicago.
Hey!
How are you?
I hear you, my sister.
Yes. You know, I love being the last one, or at least the one to bring up this particular subject. First of all, ditto to all of the speakers that you've had on the show today, including the guests who have spoken today. Ditto, which means I agree. And what I want to add to this conversation is references. You know how lawyers are. We cannot present anything in court without a citation. Good, bad, or ugly, we need a citation unless we are going to, I forget the exact word, but going to bring forth the questions for man to think about, as the brother said, to now create new law based on new situations. For instance, like the end of slavery brought on new laws to deal with the now descendants of slaves. So let me get into a couple of those books, because I'm all about the books. And the brother has referenced that we need to have historical context, and I just want to throw out there for you the best and clearest and untouched historical accounting for anything in this culture will be the law library, because it is unedited and a court-reported document as to the facts, the evidence, and whatever was presented. And that goes all the way back to even Dred Scott, which created the mentality
whether it's law or not, it created a mentality in this country that we had no rights to humanity that a white man needed to respect. Never forget that. That is unedited, and ladies and gentlemen, I'm almost sure it has never been overturned. We brought on the Fourth Amendment, but we certainly, 14th Amendment, after the Civil War, we have the Emancipation Proclamation. But Justice Roger Taney made it absolutely clear what the thinking was at the time. Evidently, there was some evidence presented either by Dred Scott or his former enslaver in order to pull Dred out of Missouri, a free state, I think it was Missouri or Iowa, and back into a slave state. So read that case law. Remember, case law is unedited, but a history book written by anybody will be his perspective and not exactly what happened. So let me jump in here on a few of these books where I find the authors have respected unedited history. Let's start with Caste. That's C as in Charlie, A-S-T-E, Caste. The Origins of Our Discontent. It was on Oprah's book list by Isabella Wilkerson. I will repeat that, Caste, C-A-S-T-E, The Origins of Our Discontent, Isabel Wilkerson. The next book is Stamped by Jason Reynolds and Ibrahim X. Kendi, Racism, Anti-Racism, and You. Again, the name of the book is Stamped, and it is a remix of his national book award-winning book called Stamped from the Beginning. Let's not forget something that Malcolm X said. If you want to hide something from us, they put it in the library and don't let us go in there or we won't go in there. So always remember that. And there's always the law library. You can go in and use the law library. You can copy references. I think now there's even electronic libraries that will allow you to see the printed view of a book. Another book that I like, written by a sister named Austin Channing Brown, is called I'm Still Here, Black Dignity in a World Made for Whiteness. I'll repeat that. I'm Still Here, Black Dignity in a World Made for Whiteness by Austin Channing Brown. And then my last book, I have thousands of, anybody's ever been to my home knows every room has a book in it relevant to that room, too. Solving the Race Issue in America by Dr. H.J. Harris. Periodically, he appears at the African-American festival that's given here every Labor Day weekend, and that's when I ran into him again. Almost 90 to 100 years old, still walking around, functioning, has his own show, Solving the Race Issue in America. So I'll tell you this, guy, I'll tell you in general, it is important to read books from law libraries, case law. It's available. It's written in English. Some is very simple. You can even apply to, I believe you can apply to some of what they call listservs. Kind of looked that up. I'm already a lawyer, so I don't know how difficult it is not to get these things. And then books like Psychology Today are very helpful. And then there's a guy, a couple of people, when you talk about keeping us down, how they do it legally, then you want to look at a book called The Color of Law. The Color of Law.
Heard of it.
Richard Rothstein, The Color of Law. And what he describes is something real simple. The crux of American wealth history and its greed has to do with real estate, land, real estate. And if you notice how
the
they keep us away from wealth and building wealth is
who was that
with
author
real
again?
Estate.
Wendy, who
the
was that
color of law.
The
real
color
estate.
Of law.
There are five things that are the bastion of capitalism that we have to get involved in. Law, accounting, banking, insurance, and real estate. I'll say it again, law, accounting, banking slash finance, real estate, okay? These are the things that we have to keep our hands to build wealth. And we see a lot of our brothers and sisters do that, but we need to make it a point. The color of law, and then there's the color of compromise for the brothers who are our religious experts. The color of compromise talks about the truth about the American church complicity in racism. Let me repeat that. The color of compromise, the truth about America's church's complicity in racism. Another New York Times bestseller by Jamar Tisby. I'll spell his last name, T-I-S-B-Y, Jamar Tisby. Malcolm X once said, the most racist hour in America is high noon on Sunday. Because we're
Sunday,
all in different
Sunday
churches.
Morning, Sunday morning church. You got that right, Wendy.
That's
Thank
right.
Thank you so much for calling in and sharing.
One last one.
Make it quick. We got to go, girl.
Just Action is a book written by Rothstein's daughter, and it's a follow-up to The Color of Law and The Color of Money. She was over at Operation Push. That's it. That's my contribution.
Thank you so much for contributing, Wendy. We appreciate you, girl. We couldn't have done it without you. We know your law practice keeps you busy, and you don't have time to host anymore, but you are welcome to come on as a guest anytime, anyplace, anywhere.
Absolutely. And you all might want to go to the African Festival of the Arts bookstore. Go to Underground Books. Yoel has such a wide array of books. She may have some of those that she's mentioned. So go on over there, 51st and Cottage Grove, to the African Festival of the Arts. And see if you can find that book. Some of those books.
Some of those books. I'll post them on my blog on ZeldaSpeaks.wordpress.com.
Zelda, call me, and I'll help you with that.
Thank you so much, Wendy. I will definitely give you a call. Thank you, sweetie. Appreciate you. And I appreciate Clifton Bradley, one of our former editors here on the Higher Learning Network. We appreciate you. And if you want to comment, feel free to. We love to have your comments. Do we have time for another call before we get out of here, Naima?
Oh, I don't know. We got about 3 minutes. They make quick, I guess.
If you got about whoever's on the phone, you got about 30 seconds. 312-882, you're live on the Female Solution. What's your name, where you're calling from, and what's your comment as it relates to the show?
We are in Yashalom. Assalamu alaikum, Minister Robert Floyd Plump. The Female Solution is the real solution and the greatest solution to all of our problems in Chicago, America, and the world. Thank you so much for all that you do, Sister Zelda Robinson, and you too, our producer, Sister Naima Latif, Minister Plump. And give me a call back. I've been trying to reach you concerning the African Festival.
Okay, we'll
Thank
do
you.
Just that. Thank you so much for calling.
God bless you.
We greatly appreciate that. It is 8:58. It is time for us to go. But before we do, we have to hear this message from our sister, Naima Latif. And we will see you again later today at the African Festival of the Arts, because we will be there, and it's going to be 90 anything is hot, honey, so it just doesn't matter. So take you some water, take you some some juice, take you something to keep you hydrated. You need to take a little bottle of water because this is the kind of weather where people fall out and you will have ambulances showing up, and we don't want to have that. And also, oops, it's 9 o'clock. I got to play. We look like we might have to go over. Lionel, are you going to stay with us for the after show? I don't know. I think he just, I think we just lost him. Well, thank you so much, Lionel Abdul-Haq, for being a guest here on the show today. But I want to show you what you missed last night at the Black Ensemble Theater, Taste of Soul. Oh, do I need to turn it up? Yeah, I need to turn it up.
And where's the Black Ensemble Theater located?
4450 North Clark Street.
Okay.
Come to the end of our show today, but you can hear every show in the archives at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution. You can also hear today's show on the Female Solution Facebook page. Go to www.facebook.com/the-female-solution. Leave your comments about today's show. You can always reach me on my website at www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com. Watch our TV shows, listen to our radio shows, order our books, and be sure to get your copy of the book, The Female Solution. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to thank all of you who participated in today's discussion. And to our global family listening from all around the world, we say thank you. To our family in China, Sheshe, India, Zanyaba, Japan, Arigato, Korea, Kamsamida, Russia, Spasiba, Germany, Danke, Poland, Jeong Kunyong, France, Merci, Spain, gracias. Italy, grazie. Egypt, shukran. Ghana, medasi. Nigeria, eshe. South Africa, ngiyabonga. Senegal, jeret. Kenya, asante. Israel, toda. Pakistan, shukriya. Afghanistan, Tashakur, Saudi Arabia, Shukran, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Thank you, and may peace be upon you and the mercy of God and God's blessings.
Another character or a whole different look and a whole different sound. And just, so that, I mean,
admirable when you can put together an ensemble of actors and actresses that have that kind of versatility and their talent.
Because, baby, let me tell you, the boy who came out, excuse me, the young man who came out and played George Benson with a guitar. The Isley Brothers, Marvin Gaye, Sam Cooke. Oh, we had a party, baby. This was more than a play. Let me. Oh, and this guy, his son was one of the actors. What did he say?
What role did he play?
You see, they play various roles. The guy in the white T-shirt was a father of one of the actors. I still don't know which one, but... yeah, he was the father. I just thought that was so cool. His brother came out to support the little man.
What do you think about the show, girl? Excellent, I love it.
Everybody loved it. It was a party. Disguised as a play. It was a party. It was cool.
What do you guys think about the show? What do you guys think about the show? Awesome.
All right. Okay, so... Yeah, everybody loved the show, so it's not like we're making anything up. Everybody was there, everybody loved it, and we just had a phenomenal time. So I am going to take that out and let you go to my blog, zeldaspeaks.wordpress.com, and you can see all the information that you need there. It is 9:06. We're going to have a quick after show today. Because it's a holiday and people are doing whatever it is that they do on a day like this, but it was...
That barbecue out and everything, but it's a nice day. It's a good day to relax, to enjoy your family, your community. On the block where I live, here in the Maple Park community, we had a wonderful block party yesterday, and I'm really grateful that my parents had the foresight to find a community of couples that were dedicated to building a future for their children and settling in a place where we could all be raised together, and our parents made sure they maintained our homes and just the kind of peaceful atmosphere that comes from when everybody knows everybody. That's your real security. When you have people who are in a community for generations, you know, I know your grandma or your grandpa, and, you know, everybody knows everybody, and so you can walk down the street and feel safe. And that's the atmosphere that where I grew up in, and of course now I'm living. And it was wonderful to experience that, because we want our children to experience what it feels like to be in a community where the neighbors know you, they look out for you when you're outside playing, and you don't have fear. My heart really goes out to those young people who don't have that, because I know that does make it difficult for you to feel safe, for you to feel respected, for you to feel heard, you know, when you're living in a threat of danger. And that's, I really want to have that spirit of community, something that we foster, and I'm glad that the Betty Shabazz International Charter School creates that, and my daughter grew up in that, so that you always have an extended family. When you go to places like the African Festival of the Arts, you see your old friends. I saw one of the former principals of the school, Stephanie Davenport. We're going to have her on one day. She works with the Brazilian community, and you know, I saw so many people from the cultural community in Chicago. And we know, you know, we all know each other because we're all a part of the cultural things, like the producers of the Black Ensemble Theater. All of us are bringing culture, are adding to that sense of community and adding to that feeling that we are one family. So I'm grateful for everybody who's part of that artistic community, part of the educational community. And I believe Betty Shabazz has a booth there at the African Festival.
She does, yes.
Yeah, so that we take their children there, get on the waiting list because they always got one. But
yep. That's
the experience you want your children to have. What does it feel like to be in a community where everybody is family and everybody is encouraging you to succeed and saying positive things, like our earlier guest Layla was saying. When you are hearing positive affirmations, it shapes how you think about yourself, and it helps you to become your best self. So when you have a community that understands that, then you see the results in the way the children grow and the things they create in their adult lives, businesses, organizations, institutions. When we plant the right seeds, we get the right crop growing up. So I'm grateful for all of those ads to the cultural community here in Chicago. The rest of the world hears all the negatives, but shows like ours, we have to present the positive. We have to show that there's more positive than there is negative. Every now and then we get the occasional nutcase that just does something ugly, but that's not who we are. That's not who we are as a city. That's not who we are as people. That's not really who we are as a nation. That's not who we are as a world. We really are the wonderful creative beings who come up with plays and programs and TV shows and schools and you know, products and services and all those wonderful things that make life beautiful. Music, I mean, the music that we hear from those artists that were featured at the play, and they bring back those wonderful memories that we all have. So there's more good happening than negative. And there are more people doing positive things than people are doing hurtful things. You got to keep reminding the public of the good. So when you go on your Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, Twitter, when you go on all these social media, when you go on your phone, your tablet, your laptop, look for those Facebook pages, YouTube channels, and all the, look for the media that's bringing you the good news, the good stories, the things that make you feel good. Because when you feel bad, it affects your body, and you start to get sick. So if you know the science of this, you will not put in your eyes and ears the negative information of those few misguided people and have that dominate your whole world. You look for shows like Monday Morning Mindfulness. You look for shows like self-care. You look for shows like Repairing Broken Families here on Wednesdays. And also, you look for a Thursday Soulful Blues with Dr. Debbie Green. You'll see, you look for Health and Well-Being with Yada. You look for all of our Saturday hosts that every week are bringing you something. I believe we've got the Neighborship of Joy coming up with Mama Joy this Saturday. Always an uplifting spiritual message. And then on the third Saturday, we got Move Around with Deborah, showing you how you can travel the world and travel your city, but how you can have a beautiful cultural experience and experience your neighbors, whether they're across the street or across the water, and you can feel love and joy and peace, because that's what's here in our world. We just have to focus on that and not on the negative. It's right here all the time. So I'm grateful for all those who help make this a better world. Share their gifts, their skills, their talents with their music, their dance, their song, their poetry, their artistic works, even if it's art wearing it in a dress. You know, it's all of the beauty that we create as a human family. And when we decide to put our attention on that, we will feel the heaven that is right here on earth. We will live in it all the time. And we can be in the same place, but you choose what you're going to experience based on where you put your attention. So let's keep our attention on those positive things, those works like the Black Ensemble Theater with that wonderful presentation. And you need to get your tickets to that so that you can take your family. Where do people get tickets to that show?
To what show?
The Black Ensemble Theater.
They can go to my blog, zeldaspeaks.wordpress.com, and let me put that up there so they will get it. Yes. Yes.
And for young people who weren't around that era, they can experience some of what shaped our lives and appreciate the culture that we had and what it meant and the kind of lyrics that the artists produced, because, you know, the words you say make it, words have vibrations. So the kinds of lyrics that our artists created were so beautiful, and the love that they expressed, that's what music should inspire in us. So definitely some very influential artists featured in that presentation of A Taste of Soul. We want to share that with this and future generations. So I'm really proud of what we do as a city here in Chicago. This is a very influential cultural capital. Right here in the heart of America, we introduce so many things. We got an excellent event coming up next week. More African celebrations, the Yoruba cultural exchange is coming next week, and they're having a wonderful festival at Malcolm X on Saturday, which, you know, you need to be there. And look at our show from Saturday, maybe the details on how you can get your tickets to that and experience a wonderful array of African kings coming here to honor our mayor as one of the global peacekeepers. First Eye Concept is the organization that is organizing that with Ambassador Wally Akani, and doing such a wonderful job and helping to remind us that we are a global city. We have impact, and we have immigrants from all across the world right here in Chicago, and we can demonstrate how to value and appreciate everybody's culture and to celebrate everybody's cultural influence. We can all get along, and we can value each other and give people that international experience when they come to this city, and they can come here and enjoy it without fear. That's what we have to create, is that spirit of harmony, unity, and love, so that we can live in the heaven that we create. That's our goal, that's our mission, and that's what we do here every day on the Female Solution Global Radio.
And thank you so much for sharing that. We're going to take a comment from Baba Kwame Sunhorse in just a minute, but first I forgot to mention, how could I forget to ask you to subscribe to our homeless blog, our homeless channel, instagram.com/hln.homeless.project. And we also failed to mention, Naima, about the Chicago 10, Operation 10 City that is taking place. Right here, right now, through I'll be posting that information on. Well, I think it's already on my blog, but I will update it. Operation 10 City Chicago was the luncheon for Chicago area journalists to participate to attend this luncheon, in which Dr. Winston Johnson, I'm just going all over the place here, for those who can't see, for those on the switchboard who can't see. Anyway, it's a program that is designed to help entrepreneurs, students, anybody who's living in the city of Chicago. How about that? Because they have a program that is encompassing 10 cities. Chicago, of course, because he's from Chicago. But you want to speak on that, a little bit about that, Naima?
Yes, Detroit, I know that's one of the cities, and major cities across the United States that have been economically challenged. All it takes is some inspiration. So Reverend Dr. Bill Winston, who is known as an inspirational preacher, is taking his resources to 10 cities across this nation and giving opportunity to develop businesses and successful enterprises, giving youth exposure to the business world and the opportunity to create from the vision that they have, by providing the resources and the training for them and giving people a chance to restart their lives if they've made some poor judgments that caused them to end up doing time in a penal institution. They can expunge that record and get a new start, become an entrepreneur, learn a skill.
And $10,000 prize for the entrepreneur's pitch. Yes.
Yeah.
It'll take just a few seconds to hear what he has to say.
Of how to do that, so forth like that. So that's just my priority. We plan to have a good time in doing it. We plan to really just make an impact and just let people see that there's hope for their lives. People County Jail. We began to teach the Bible. We began to teach other things. We then elevated that program, and we began to actually graduate students from a series of courses that we had in jail. I remember giving a commencement address in Cook County, and in Cook County what happened, we got new clothes, and we took the inmates, and they let us take their uniforms off and put the new clothes on, and so they put new clothes on them. Not only that, but we had employers sitting on the other side, and they were there at the graduation, because as soon as we graduated them, the employers were going to interview them to come right out and go and get a job there.
And who does that? Thank you, Dr. Bill Winston. So you can see that on our Instagram page, on my Instagram. Is that my Instagram page? I think it is. That's on the Homeless Project. That's on the hln.homelessproject. So you can go there and see it. So be sure and check it out and share it with someone, like, transfer, all that other stuff you do.
Yeah, we'll be having them on one of our shows upcoming. So listen out for us. We'll let you all know when you can tune in and hear some of Dr. Bill Winston's 10 City, Project 10 City. And I'm really hoping that his work inspires other churches to follow suit and do more outreach in terms of some practical things to help people to rebuild their lives and undo the damage inside of them. You know, being in prison, that's an emotionally scarring thing in itself. So you have to rebuild your self-esteem. You have to rebuild your trust in people. And you have to have somebody give you an opportunity. And like he's doing, you know, somebody who will trust in you and believe in you and say, well, here's a job. I believe you're going to do well. I'm going to treat you with dignity and respect. So someone has to be there to do that. And I really admire Reverend Dr. Bill Winston, who is setting an example of the power of the church, the power of our spiritual institutions. Like Brother Lionel was saying earlier, the real solution is spiritual, and it is. If you can repair the spirit, then you can help the human being to transform their lives. We have to also provide that spiritual foundation so that they understand the impact of their actions, and they can choose to do things that are helpful and not harmful. And when churches take an activist role the way Dr. Bill Winston is doing, and really providing services so that when you come out of a bad situation, you have somewhere to go and you have someone who will open a door for you and give you that opportunity, that's what changes the society. So we can do this. We got most churches across our country, two on every block. You know, I mean, we have the tough institutions, and we took those institutions that we created and took that word that we're preaching every week and made it into action. We can fix every single problem we have.
Yes, we can. Let's try to get a few more calls before we go. They already know they had to push one. You got about 60. Oh, Baba Kwame, go ahead. He had a comment. Baba Kwame, go ahead.
Unmute yourself, Baba. Can you hear me?
Yes, go right ahead.
Okay, and excellent comment that Naima shared, and the Dr. Weston, that's an excellent program. I'm going to look into it because I know some people that I work with that works with women coming out of prison up in South Carolina, and I can introduce them to this program. Mm. What I'm looking at is that festival, the history that is still going on in Washington Park, because it began there with Patrick and Windows of Africa right there in the little courtway where it began at. And it grew from there and went out into, because they didn't have enough space for all the peoples and vendors that started, and they moved it to Washington Park.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's watching this all grow and hearing this story of, like you said, history. That is history of what a people can do when they come together, like Naima was talking about, the block party. That's something that used to go on in the city there that was like Bud Billick and Parade. You seen block parties after the parade or out in the Washington Park. So hearing all of this history, our story, is very important, how we disseminate it. And this is what the Female Solution is doing. So I want to thank you and Naima and all the air shifters that come on air and give the information.
Air shifters. I never heard that one before. See, that's what I love about Baba. He always bring it to us. He brings us something new and fresh. And just simply, he's just phenomenal. Thank you, Baba Kwame. We appreciate you. In case nobody's told you lately, we appreciate you. Yes, we do. Thank you so very much. We really, I never heard that term before. Had you, Naima?
Hey, I got it now. Air shifters.
Air shifters. We are shifting the way people think in their being. Air shifters. I love that. So all that information will be available on my blog, zeldaspeech.wordpress.com, Festival of the Arts, the African Festival of the Arts. All you have to do is go to my page, scroll down, and click on it. You'll see www.aihusa.org. Just click on that, and you'll be glad you did. So there's lots of information there, including the Taste of Soul that was at the theater last night at the Block Ensemble Theater. Lots of information. Just go there, and it'll be there waiting for you. Any closing comments, Naima?
Well, I would say that just as Bob Kwame spoke of the history of how the African Festival developed, if you have a vision to create something, even if it is a challenge at first, don't give up, because whatever vision you were given, whatever inspiration you were given, if you were given it for a purpose, and you never know the institution that you're creating and how it will grow. Just like Patrick started with an idea, and now it is an institution. Every year when we see the African Festival of the Arts in Washington Park, and that's an expansive park.
A huge park.
And people, we're talking to people yesterday. People are coming from all over the country. From other cities came to be there. So this makes a difference. And, you know, when I look at people who have an idea of how to bring together the community and help us to be able to interact and do business with each other in a wonderful cultural atmosphere. I mean, look at Mary Green, who just had the Black Women's Expo.
Sister Asada at the Chicago Book Fair.
You know, all of these major events, and it's worth putting these things together. But then you bring people together, and we get to know each other, and we spend money with each other. That's how you build the economy. You keep circulating those dollars, so when people come with whatever they've created, whether it's their clothing, their artifacts, their books, we're able to share the wealth with each other. And so I really appreciate those who take that vision and keep working it and go through all of the challenges to produce something that the whole city and the whole nation can enjoy. Because people come to Chicago for these things, and they participate, and we get to know each other, and we really build that global family that we are. So, yeah, come on down to the African Festival of the Arts, 51st and Cox Grove, and if you haven't got your tickets, you know, you can get them there.
Sorry about that. Marketplace, that's where he is, right there. And they've got some entertainers that they do, I'm not sure who's. Oh honey, Cameo will be there tonight at 7 o'clock, so I know I will be there. I love Cameo. I'll get my footsteps in, I'll get my walk in, I'll get my senior movement in. So yeah, I'm excited about that. But I was really excited about the deals that I got, because I got beautiful jewelry, bracelets and all that good stuff. And the booth that I went to was Timbuktu. It's in the first aisle when you first walk down the street. He has gorgeous, affordable jewelry. Tell him the TV lady sent you. Uh-oh. Trying to go back. Trying to show you that video that, well,
I'm here at the African Festival of the Arts. And, oh, look at this jewelry. Oh, my goodness. This is gorgeous. What booth is this so people will know to come out? What's your name, sir?
Abu.
Abu. Oh, your jewelry is gorgeous.
Thank you.
I like all of this. I want one of these.
Thank you.
one, okay.
I want this one.
Okay.
And I want this one.
Good.
And are these, I need some earrings. Can I have this one too?
Yeah.
I guess I should ask you for the prices.
Oh, yeah. This one is chain.
Okay.
And
see my earrings?
This one, 10 price.
Okay.
And this one, I give you almost half price. We sell it like 40, but so because you're buying a lot,
okay.
I give you $20.
All right. So I just wanted you to see that because it is available, and all you have to see, the Africans believe in bartering. That's what they do.
That's how they do business. If you've ever been to Africa, I went to Liberia, and the whole, instead of like the whole African marketplace, you know, you go and you see something, you kind of, you barter, and you work out a deal, and, you know,
you never pay the price that's listed. You always work your way down, even if it's only a dollar. You still work your way down. I had $200 worth of stuff, and I got way less than that. Trust me, I can't tell you what I paid. I can't put all of man's business out in the street.
But
I did that.
That's how people do business. It's a relationship. You know.
Yes.
You know, and cause it was funny. I watched my daughter just, we went to South Korea, and she was speaking in Korean, and she was. You know,
we were buying something, and she put a little,
and the man was like,
And I want to continue sharing the beauty, and we'll be sharing that beauty at the African Festival of the Arts later on today, and definitely at 7 o'clock tonight when Cameo comes on, baby, because it's going to be another party, y'all. Thank you so much for keeping us company here. We'll see you tomorrow morning. Jody Susan, Susan Essentials on self-care. And until then, stay on purpose, stay empowered, stay tuned to Tuesday morning, self-care. Female Solution, all week long. And as we leave you with the, there you go.
Radio TV show invites you to an invigorating conversation with our team of hosts Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Time. Start your week with Monday morning.